Books and Arts.
Book Review. America and South Asia. Infernal Triangle. Avoiding Armageddon. America, India and Pakistan to the brink and back. By Bruce Rydell.
The recent election of a new government in Pakistan, led by Nawaz Sharif, seems to bode well for an easing of tensions on the subcontinent. When Mr. Sharif was last in office, in 1999, he achieved a breakthrough in relations with India. That, however, was soon followed by the most recent of the four wars the two countries have fought. Undaunted, he says again that he wants to make friends with India. 5 years ago, the last time a new Pakistani government took over, it too promised a new era in relations. That came to naught when a terrorist onslaught on the city of Mumbai was carried out by Pakistanis with, the evidence suggests, the help of Pakistan's spy service. In his 2009 book, Deadly Embrace, Bruce Rydell, a former CIA analyst long at the centre of American decision-making about South Asia, told the unhappy story of America's relations with Pakistan. From the Pakistani side, it was a tale of repeated betrayal by a fickle ally. For the Americans, it was one of constant double-dealing from a partner that later could not be trusted with an advance warning of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden in 2011. Avoiding Armageddon, his new book, adds the other two sides of the triangle, the India-Pakistan saga of wars, near wars and uncertain peaces, and America's scratchy relations with India. Of course, the main obstacle for India has been America's close ties with Pakistan. These present American diplomacy with one of its trickiest balancing acts. Pakistan will remain an important ally as American troops pull out of Afghanistan in large numbers before 2015. Yet in Mr. Rydell's blunt summary, America and Pakistan are on opposite sides in the Afghan civil war. America has also invested heavily in building close ties with India as a kindred democratic spirit and a counterweight to a rising China. As Mr. Rydell points out, Barack Obama is not the first president to try to have it both ways in pursuing good relations with both India and Pakistan. Mr. Rydell also recalls that American presidential efforts have consistently failed. So America is in a weak position to influence one of the world's most dangerous potential conflicts. If nuclear war is ever to be fought, India and Pakistan are the most likely battlefields. India showed remarkable restraint after the 2008 Mumbai attack. It would find it hard to do so again. Pakistan would lose a conventional war with India, so it might be tempted to use its nuclear arsenal, which it is expanding fast. Mr. Rydell, like most analysts, is better at describing why it is so difficult to repair India-Pakistan relations and why it would be so desirable to do so than at charting how. But he has presented a cogent argument that America and other outside powers should be trying harder.